The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're brand new to the show, I want to welcome everyone. And we have a crowd collecting over in our YouTube live chat. We're live streaming over there on my YouTube channel, Jen Royster. You can check that out at my website too. I have it there. We're also live streaming over on, and these are video streams. We are also live streaming over on Facebook through our Network Transformation Talk Radio. So you can join us over there as well. And boy, do I have a lot to share with you. Yes, we have a lot because May is coming up tomorrow, and we have a lot going on in May that I think would be good to just take note of so we're ready to embrace all of the things that May's going to bring. It can feel like a lot, but it's actually a great energy, and I always check in with the angels to see what they have, you know, as guidance, as support. Like, you know, we look at this energy and I'm looking at the astrology of it. And then I ask the angels about this particular energy that's coming in and how we can best use it. And I have really been doing this for a few years now. And I've really noticed it's helped tremendously with my own personal walk in life. And I'm just sharing what I'm finding and experiencing, you know, and what's been working for me. As an energy healer, as someone that works with the angelic realm, I've pretty much done that my whole life before I even knew what was going on. You know, young child, I was always having a connection with them. And energy, just feeling the energy. And then I said, well, energy can be shifted. So I started just really diving into things like that. So all about metaphysics and positive and law of attraction. That's the kind of show we like to do here. And it's refreshing to me to be able to come and do this here after everything else we have going on out there. And I hope everyone is doing well. I am still sending healing out every day to everyone. I've noticed that, with so much of the energy that I feel from others out there, I've needed a little bit more rest than I usually do. And I wonder if anybody else is feeling that, especially if you feel empathic and you're in the midst of it, or you're in an area that's really heavy with it, or you're just concerned, you know. We don't want to live in fear and be constantly feeling like that, but together we're really learning how to work as a group, hopefully. That's what I'm seeing, and there's just been so much awareness going on with everything out there. So what is going on with May? Well, first of all, let me start off with the first one, because I've got quite a few things that I want to point out to you. And then I asked angels about that. So it's going to start off May 5th with a lunar node change. What is that? What is a lunar node change? Well, let's talk about that a little bit. When a lunar node changes signs, it's going to shift the collective soul lessons. It's related to that. Collective, not individual. We all have our own soul lessons, and then we have something we're all learning together. Now, who can relate to that right now, right? We're all feeling something at the same time worldwide with stuff, but this is going to shift the collective soul lesson. So here's, for example, it has been, I mean, it really is a big month, but this is a major event for 2020, actually, in astrology. Lunar nodes changing means it shifts that soul lesson. So And what is a lunar node? Lunar nodes are, it's a mathematical point, okay, in astrology between the sun and the moon. That's what it is. They consider it a sacred point, you know, in the sky. That's what it is. And it indicates soul purpose on both a collective and an individual. So in your chart, you'd see different things with that. But there's two of them. There's a north one and a south one. And the north is where we're headed, what we need to learn. And the south is about where we've been and what foundation we put in place and what we're building on. So the north is where we're going. The south is where we've been and what we can learn from those experiences and nodes. Okay. So for example, since 2018, the north node was in Cancer and the south was in Capricorn. And that's a collective lesson about being centered around the home, family life, career, public work, whatever. That's what that was about. And, you know, you might have felt a push-pull with that area. Like, I want my family time, but then I need this. And you were going back and forth. You feel that with a mix like that. And you're trying to find that right balance. You're trying to find, maybe it was all about career before. And then this family thing came in. And then, or it was the opposite. You just didn't want anything, you know, and you had shifts going on. Well, that's about realigning priorities. And if you think about what we've been doing, a lot of that over the last few years, like, or really in this year, like, you know, realigning our priorities and just understanding what our worth is and being valued, not as the identity of what we thought was what we do for a living. Like, my identity is not being a show host or, you know, producer of a show or any of the things I do, not even the work I do. That isn't my identity. That's something I'm doing right now. And I'm explaining it that way so you can relate it to yourself. So, but on May 5th, now that's where we've been. Okay, now on May 5th, it shifts. So the north was in Cancer. It's moving to Gemini. The south one was in Capricorn, and it's moving to Sagittarius. That sets a brand new collective lesson, a soul lesson in motion. See, we'll feel a shift. It'll feel like, I don't feel the same about things. You'll feel drawn to different things. So having them in Gemini and Sagittarius, that means we're moving into a time of self-expression. Gemini is very much connected with Archangel Gabriel and communicating and being clear and expressing yourself. It's one for the arts and creativity. Totally makes sense to me, because moving into this entire decade, we need a lot of creative minds and to find new and better ways for us to move forward, to do things differently. And we've been learning that. We've been seeing the things that just can't go back to being the way they were. It's also about freedom of speech, and That should be highlighted, okay? Just feeling like you can express your true self. It's going to be very fifth chakra related. That's your communications. That's in your throat. That's where you listen and you speak your truth. Now, it's very important that we are not just speaking our truth, but we're also listening and respecting someone else's truth that may be very different from ours, okay? Not everybody agrees with anything I say. That's okay. They don't have to. Most of the people that would tune into this, you know, are drawn to this. So, you know, you find your own collective group that way. We're going to be learning how to share our story, but also honor and respect and celebrate someone else's story. So look into your life with that one and see if there's anything touchy for you, or you're sensitive about, or you have a hard time accepting that about somebody else, or something that might feel like you get yanked a little bit there. But it'll be good. It'll be lessons and growth for us in a different area of awareness there. So we don't have to get caught up in facts and data on somebody else's story. Just allow people, and we're going to see a lot of expressive, interesting things. That's what makes the world so unique and different to me, is everybody is not exactly the same. So I find that that's going to be interesting to watch. And that's what's going on with those nodes. And we don't usually talk about nodes, but these were worth talking about because that is the first thing in May that happens on May 5th. That's going to start on May 5th. So that's going to be Archangel Gabriel is wonderful with the communications. He's also wonderful. He's going to be perfect for this because sometimes we need to see things from a different perspective. That would be respecting somebody else's viewpoint or somebody else's perspective on something, anything. And then not being afraid to share yours. You know, how many times do you not share because you don't want to be rejected or, you know, feel like that? I know the online that can feel kind of rough. And I mean, that's just the way it is out there. But you know what? I hope that if there's a positive we could take from that. And just know that everybody has their own story. Just let people share their own story. You share yours. That's what this is going to be about with that node. So then let's move on, because 2 days after that, on May 7th, we have a super full moon, another super full moon in Scorpio. Scorpio is a little more intense. Scorpio full moons are potent, and they're about transformation and change. So that one gives you more, that one you'll feel more empowered to make the changes in your life and the world around you. It's like for releasing what needs to go away. That's a full moon. And creating space for yourself for something brand new. Creating space, if you release something so you can create space for something new you want to bring in. So the Scorpio will feel intense, but it'll also be very potent and strong. And so don't let that trip you up. Know that the Scorpio full moon is very much a spiritual one. It's very much sensitive to energies, but it can also be very potent and very powerful to help you release some things and move forward. So Scorpio full moon is a super moon. So that usually intensifies things as well. So let's see. Now I'm going to take a quick break. Then when I come back, we have three retrogrades that are coming up this month. I know. So we just had Pluto go retrograde. Well, we have three more in May. That's a lot of, remember we had them all going direct at the same time. We really felt that over the last few months. Now we've got three going retrograde. That's all review time. So you see, May comes in with a lot of stuff we can learn, things we can be aware of, and it's just going to keep us busy. This is a big month here. It's a big month for also beginning the new chapter. So stay with us. When we come back, I'm going to dive right into the retrogrades and what that is and how we can work the best with that. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, if you missed the first section, we talked about two events on May 5th, May 7th that are happening this May. So you want to go back and listen to that because I'm going to move on. Retrogrades. We have three that are going to go retrograde in May. So we had a lot direct all at the same time there for a bit. Now they're starting to go back, and that slows things down a little bit. Catch your breath and review. They're all good. The first one is May 10th, and that is in Saturn. And Saturn usually does spend most of the year in retrograde. Saturn is not one to be direct for very long, but it was. So it's going back into retrograde. And what to pay attention to here for you individually is it's going to retrograde back to Aquarius. That's where it went into Aquarius after it moved into Aquarius, where it hadn't been there for a very long time. And it's going back to Aquarius. So you're going to want to look at around March 21st or what was going on for you then. That'll give you some idea of where you'll feel Saturn. I mean, this one you feel more subconsciously. You tend to feel it a little bit. And so that's what you're going to look for with this one. That would have been when, think about everything we've been going through. That would have been when a lot of the lockdowns went down for everybody. That was when it was getting real for most, you know, a lot of people, because it was trickling into some areas and they weren't quite feeling it yet. But so for a lot of us, we will have a common one with that. Also, maybe some things were changing for you, or you had to start working at home, things like that. So look at that, because you might have a little bit of an emphasis on whatever was going on in March for you. In July, Saturn will eventually go back to Capricorn again, for the last time. You know, that's the karmic lessons and, the final stuff, because that's where it was for 2.5 years. So we'll have a little bit of a review over those last 2.5 years when it gets there in July. So that's the first one. That one is on May 10th. And when I asked the angels about this one, this is the one. Don't be afraid of Saturn. Saturn is, you know, the stern teacher and the karmic lessons. And we have opportunity to, what did we experience in March? When it first went into Aquarius, we've left the karmic lessons. We're moving forward in Aquarius, but also that was more, it was more humanitarian. And it was also more in a completely different perspective than what Capricorn would have been with, you know, all that lesson and things like that. But could we do something? We may have been starting to feel like, yeah, I can do something different. And we did maybe a little bit, but we had just been thrown into this whole different wheelhouse of different ways of living, maybe we could review it and go back and find something we could fine tune and do even better, or find new ideas that will build something new and fresh for you. That's what I'm going to be doing with this energy. And that's why I'm sharing that for you. Just a suggestion. So the next one we have is Venus will go retrograde on May 12th, 13th. So it's probably close to the midnight hour somewhere when it's like that. When it says 12, 13, that means it's kind of close to that timeline. And Venus, that's different. Okay. Now Venus is in Gemini when it enters the retrograde. Okay. So it's going to feel very expressive. It doesn't go retrograde except every year and a half or so. So this one will feel different for you because it doesn't do it all the time, because we're used to Saturn being retrograde, actually. You feel that a lot. But Venus going retrograde every year and a half or so will feel that one a little bit more, because you'll notice the difference. That one's very spiritually charged. It's intuitive. You'll have the dreams. It's going to be very much about matters that relate to the heart. This one is about opening our heart, listening, and going with those heartfelt choices. Of course, it has, you know, it's the planet of all kinds of things with beauty, romance, all that. But honestly, opening the heart and truly looking to see what the gifts are that it wants you to see for yourself, or where you want to go with this one. Now, it's a good time for healing and forgiveness. It's good for relationships. If there's one that needs healing, it's Venus is about money. It's about others. I mean, there's a lot with Venus. So when it goes retrograde, it's a bit of a reflective time on heartfelt things, emotionally charged a little bit. You'll be more intuitive. You'll feel this one a little bit more. And it's actually a very good time for a lot of healing and a lot of releasement of things. So that one is on May 12th, 13th. And then the last one we have is Jupiter, that expansive planet. Oh, yes. Jupiter, you know, that's the one that just helps you reach further and beyond. And boy, that one was different when we were going direct with it. Well, it's going to go retrograde in Capricorn on May 14th. This will slow down. This will be the backtracking, looking things over, reflection as well in this area. But it's Jupiter's about abundance and prosperity, okay? Feeling, you know, like I just need to explore and expand my horizons kind of thing. This one will help you when it goes retrograde. You come back a little bit and you just start to relate back and look at the themes relating around your finances, your abundance, you know, where you're going to go with this, what you're going to change, what you're going to do differently. It's a review time. It's time to reflect and review for all of us. So everybody's going to be, well, I don't know what that answer is yet. No, you're not. You're going to be reviewing, going over some of your experiences and how you felt and what's working, what's not, things like that. Just note that one. Jupiter, before we dive and go very expansive again with that one, you do want to be in that reflective mode with it. Just be in that mode. So, and pay attention to the things that are really trying to teach you something so you could do it better. So that one's that. May 16, we have Gemini. That's when Gemini season starts. Now, Gemini is a bit of a highlight here, because that one really is the lighter, motivated to communicate and express yourself. So if you find that you feel like either you can't express or you want to express and you're just like, oh, I don't know, you'll be looking for that way to find your freedom to express yourself. And remember, it's respecting everybody else. So that is the Gemini. The angel for this, really for May, to me, is Archangel Gabriel. Archangel Gabriel is a beautiful angel to work with. Also in communicating with our families and children and creative outlets. If you're an artist, if you're a writer, if you, anything creative. But say you're not a Say that's not your thing. Maybe you just want to figure out a new way to do something. Gabriel's very good to help you kick into that. Very associated with second chakra as well, because the second chakra is where creativity and ideas and new beginnings happen. That's where I always see the second chakra with stars or brand new movement of energy that is waiting to just be explored and developed into something into your life. Whenever I'm tapping into that energy of second chakra, that's what I feel. It's very interesting to see how this will play out. And at the end of the month, and then if you guys have questions, and we'll go over a little bit more of some angel messages about all of this. I wanted to give you this information in the first half. The end of the month is when the eclipse season starts. We have a Gemini new moon on May 22nd. So that'll be the new beginnings, and you'll really start to feel, whoa, new chapter, time to get into there and start feeling that new, okay, I'm ready. And then eclipse season following that, because that's going to be the approach toward eclipse season. And eclipses always intensify all the energy of these alignments. So just keep that in mind, okay? So this might feel like, oh my gosh, this is overwhelming. There's a lot here going on. But honestly, this is an opportunity to really, okay, I'm going to look at my notes. I'm going to look at where I've been. I'm going to see what I've done. And I'm ready to write a new chapter in my life. That's what we're all going to be doing. Whether you realize it or not, we're all going to be like you're going to feel like you're reinventing the wheel. Yeah, a little bit. We are, because we want to find one that works better. So it is a little bit that way. But just trust that wherever you are in this, you're where you need to be. And if you don't have it sorted out yet, that's because all this retrograde review is going to have you kick back and review before you make big choices in those areas. That actually is good. It's good so you don't go into something full blast before you were ready. So there's a way that it brings us back, slows us down, so we can process where we've been. So who's got some questions? Anybody got questions? You can also call in 1-800-930-2819. So we are doing some angel readings today if you want to. Keep in mind, I can't predict but so much with all this retrograde, but I'm going to give you what I'm receiving from the angels to help you. So please know that. It's not that I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to be as honest and transparent with the readings that I do. And I've noticed that they have been interesting and unique lately. They've been prompting me to do certain things or say certain things to you to help you, because they really want you to know that you're empowered to do this. So here we go. Let's see what we got. Over in YouTube, Robin is saying, I must be feeling this ahead of time because I felt motivated to write a memoir. Yep. I can see that. Words are coming easily and resources have lined up. I just started in the past couple of weeks, and she wants to know the thoughts. I love that. Let me ask you this, Robin. It sounds to me like that's a common, what I'm picking up and I'm asking. It feels that that's a common occurrence for you, that you seem to just be ahead a little bit, like you'll feel something before. And, you know, maybe the rest of the crowd isn't, but then you go, oh, yeah, okay, I was going to do that. And sometimes you weren't noticing it before, but now you are more. I feel that that happens a lot, and it will happen more the more you're aware of it. And that actually is great intuition, and it's tapping into that intuition. But if you're feeling that, I love that you're writing. I love that you found a way to express your thoughts in your words. So we look forward to seeing what's going to happen with that. Archangel Gabriel is a wonderful angel to work with, and you can ask for that clear communication. And here's the other thing that I'm picking up. You want to ask for that. And this is anybody really, but Robin, especially, that clear communication to hear your own intuition clearly. We don't realize we can ask for that. We have the intuition that wants to come in, but then wait a minute. Am I hearing clearly? And you want to feel confident in that clarity. Gabriel is a wonderful one to ask to work with for clear communication, also listening to your own intuition and your higher self. So I'm going to keep going. The questions are starting to pop in. Okay. Yes. Oh, yeah. Robin is usually ahead. Yeah. Okay. Don't disregard that at all. That is a gift. That's a beautiful gift. You want to listen to that. I feel that you're going to find that's going to happen even more, and you're going to feel more comfortable with it, like not hesitate and second guess it. I don't even think you do that much, but I think maybe a couple times you have, because sometimes it's just really, yeah, I know. I've had that happen too. Shadana. Hi, Shadana. Do the angels have a message for me regarding my focus for May? The immediate answer I'm getting is, okay, I'm not going to hesitate. It says, don't be afraid of May. Don't be afraid of May. May is nothing to be overwhelmed by. I do feel that you're going to be working more. It feels like you're going to feel comfortable with the Jupiter energy, because to expand and go for it for you is, yeah, I don't know. But the Saturn energy it'll be one that you'll feel a little bit more. I think you're going to have a lot more dreams. You want to pay attention and make some notes with those dreams. Listen to those dreams. That's what I'm feeling for you. What was the other thing? Michael came in and said, do not be in fear. So I feel like there's something that just makes you really nervous. It feels that you might feel the Venus financial thing too, but it's basically, don't be afraid of it. Use it as the tool to strengthen all the things that cause the stress for you. That's what May's going to do. So May's going to be quite a month of inner work for you. Let's see. Mark. Hi, Mark. Any news about twins that are in separation coming back together? Wow. Well, this is somebody you know. Is that what you're asking? Or about Gemini, the twin? I mean, I'm a little bit, maybe I was thinking of the planet Gemini. I'm not sure, because that's the twin planet. But I'm asking for clarity on what you're saying right now, actually, because I'm thinking, any news about twins? They're in separation, coming back together. In separation. I feel like that might take a little longer than expected, is what I'm picking up. And that it will, but there is going to take some time, and there's going to be some patience involved is what I'm feeling. But I'm not getting a whole lot, because trying to respect privacy on some things here, and it feels like it's kind of cloaked. I know that sounds really strange answer, but that's the answer I'm getting. I'm going to keep moving. Sorry if that's not a better answer than what you wanted, but that's what I'm getting. So I don't pretend to make anything up. Maddie, I felt compelled to tell more of my story. Awesome. But I feel that I'm not necessarily taking big action steps. You're feeling the retrograde energy ahead of time as well, Maddie. That's what I'm feeling for you, because it does make you pull back and slow down. When we have a lot of retrograde energy, it slows it down. It makes us feel like we're not doing anything enough or fast enough. That's okay. That's because it wants to help you review and clarify. So that's where you would take smaller steps and move in. No, okay. Okay. Marcus, I see where you're going with that. I'll come back to that in a second. When we want to express ourselves, but we feel slowed down, look for smaller ways to just do smaller steps, literally. Because this is, you don't want to do big action steps in all this retrograde. This is a little bit more, let's see what it's going to show me and teach me. And angels, have any advice for where I am in the process and how to identify direction? Yeah, I guess I've answered that, because that's what this month is. Gabriel's the one looking at different perspectives and slowing it down is going to help you. Some people don't want to slow down. I get that. I think Maddie's maybe one of those. She likes to go, 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 high energy. However, that might feel like you just want to keep moving. But at the same time, when you have that kind of high energy that you want to go really fast, but it's slowing you down, you want to redirect where, okay, it wants me to harness and learn how to maneuver with this energy better, more efficiently. So that's what I'm picking up as well for you. Mark is saying, yes, someone that I'm in separation with. Okay. Yeah, thank you for the clarity, Mark. So that's probably why I was picking it up like that. It's there's a patience involved because healing is different. There's a different frequency. I feel two different frequencies. Everybody's on a different page with that. We don't ever have to be on the same exact page. However, this energy with relationships, the Venus energy, can be very helpful for healing relationships like that. So I would definitely, it's not that you have to be in the same as the other. It's more of learning to agree and respect. But that's each individual party to work out. So I just felt like there was more time involved. I feel like through the summer by September, and I'm picking that up now. September might be, you'll know where that's going. So hang in there, Mark. I hope it works out. Marion, is there any message for me from the angels in May? That's really vague and I've got to go fast, but let me see if I'm picking anything up for you. Messages from Marion. I feel you're going to feel the super moon in Scorpio. That one on May 7th, work with that energy. That one's going to be illuminating for you is what I'm picking up. Very illuminating where, oh, wow, I never saw it that way. Okay. And that's going to be helpful for you. So pay attention to the May 7th Scorpio full moon. It's a super moon. So I'm feeling that you are going to feel that one more. Even if you don't feel moons every month, but if something tells me you do, maybe you do, maybe you don't, but that one, pay attention to that one. Calvin. Hi, Calvin. Since my wife died, I've been like a ship without a rudder. Any sense of direction in the... Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. Obviously, you are still working through your grieving process, and we go through that, you know, and it can take long. There's no real timeline. I mean, they say it takes a year. It's got all these steps. Yes. But and sometimes it takes a little longer. And what I'm picking up for you, Calvin, is if you were to think about things that if you're trying to do the same things you always did with someone and now they're not there, that doesn't feel the same. You're looking for something new and fresh and different that would be something you could learn and do on your own that's not related to another. So like, say if you and your wife always did certain things together, it feels weird to do those things now. And that probably is feeling a bit heavier. You feel that a little bit more. I'm not saying you won't do all of it. However, it will help you find a way to express you and move forward. And it will help you heal a little bit because we will always love and miss someone. Even if you did or didn't have a good relationship, you do. Feel different once something like that happens. But just know that you're looking for something different. Maybe things you always wanted to do that she didn't want to do. So you can feel a sense of expression. It's going to help you move energy that's a bit dislodged. Just something like that. Okay, going to take a quick break. And then we come back. I'll take a few more questions. There's a lot of energy going on in May, and I know that each and every one of you are trying to sort a lot of things out. So let me take a quick break, grab a drink of water, and when we come back, I will do a few more readings. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate, and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit PeteCoaching.com. That's P-E-T-E Coaching.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we got a few more minutes to wrap it up, and I got time for maybe one or two more, so I'm going to see what we have over here, and it looks like my chat has stopped. If you're putting new things out there, I may not see it. I don't know why that happens. Sometimes it'll just say, unable, can't get any more. Maybe there's just too much on the stream. What we have here, we have... Rhonda, hi, do the angels have a message for me? Rhonda, they are asking for you. Wow, I'm feeling this interesting. It's coming from your guardian angel. This immediately came in, and they would love for you to spend a little bit more time just like in meditation. And they said that a stress level would be most helpful for you if you had a little bit more of a meditative time. They're asking for, they keep saying 10 minutes. Sometimes I suggest 5 minutes because it's easier for people that don't want to do that. But they're suggesting a 10-minute quiet time for you in the mornings. And the guardian angel says he's going to be right there. It does feel like a male energy guardian angel. Wants you to feel safe, wants you to acknowledge and just take that time of awareness to feel safer, that you have the angels in your corner. That's what they're saying to me for you. I found that kind of interesting, and I hope that that's helpful to you. Anytime you feel like you don't know what's going on, it's wonderful to know and just to stop and acknowledge. We can ask them a lot of questions, but do we acknowledge and listen? Are we actually, you know, taking that respect and that time and, you know, that gratitude that they're there for us like that. So they may not give us the answer we want to hear, but they will answer. So I know that that might feel like that a little bit today with answering these questions, but that's what I do. I just can't do that. I got to give you what I'm getting. So let's see what else we have. That's a very interesting one, but I think all of us could be benefiting from that. Michelle, any advice for my daily life? Michelle, it's feeling very similar for you. It's feeling like you need have more focus on something to just relieve the stress versus focusing on all the things that you're concerned about. Maybe watching too many news updates or something. Yes, we watch them. I mean, I watch once a day, or I look it up once a day to just see where we are with things. But you don't want to stay in it constantly. I'm feeling that you need a little bit of reprieve to balance some stress levels out. Who doesn't right now? But yours would be a mixture of walking meditation or activity or something like that. If you can't get out, something active you can do in the home, just something reorganizing, restructuring, spring cleaning. Like, who wants to clean anymore right now, right? I know. You know what? You want to hear something funny? And I want to give them a shout out. Since this thing has been happening, I have my fresh vegetables delivered once a week from an organic, you know, it's an organic company, and they bring me, you know, everything organic, fresh vegetables. They just bring the box and they're very good. They have their mask and gloves on and they leave it out on the porch. Well, this time they gave us an extra gift and it was so cool. It was this bar of soap from a company, and it said on the package, and it was all in lieu of what we're going through. It said, "Stay the heck home soap." That's what it says on the package. And it's this, I thought it was great. And I thought, oh my gosh, thank you for that. And it was all like just in lieu of how much we're washing our hands right now, right? Well, you should be anyway. And I hope if you weren't, you've learned how to do that. So in retrospect with everything we've had going on, let me quickly summarize before we run out of time. May is a big month. It's a pivotal month. It has a lot of energy to look at. That May 5th, we start with that lunar node change. That's changing the collective soul lesson. Think about it. That's what we'll all be learning together, really. You know, nodes are also about your individual, but I'm talking about the collective right now. We have that Scorpio full moon on May 7th. Remember that. That one's big. That was in the first part of the show if you missed that part. The retrogrades, May 10th, Saturn, Venus, May 12th, 13th. That's when you'll start to have that feelings of the heart, working with that. That's a good one to work with. We want to be making choices from the heart. Jupiter, May 14. Gemini season begins May 16. Okay. Now remember, Archangel Gabriel is the one to work with in May. I really feel that very strongly. If fear and anxiety comes up, work with Archangel Michael. But Gabriel is great with this creative, expressive stuff. Okay. The new moon on May 22nd will be in Gemini. So you will feel that new chapter wants to begin. You just want to feel that. If you're already feeling it, like somebody else had mentioned earlier, Robin is starting to write, express now. You don't have to wait until then, but by then we all should be feeling that we're now on to the first page of a new chapter in life. We should be starting to work on that. We should be feeling, okay, yeah. And you might be looking at a blank page. If we just use the analogy of writing, you might be looking at a blank page. Or for me, it's like I'm looking at a blank canvas. It's the in-between space of where you were and where you're going is that blank space. Nothing wrong with the blank space, but don't be afraid to put a mark on the paper. Don't be afraid to don't be afraid to start. Okay. The retrogrades are going to keep you slowed down enough to where you won't be going that fast to where you'll trip up. Nothing is ever wrong. We experience life. We are learning. You may go down a path and go, you know, okay, let me look at this. Remember, you're going to be looking at some of the things that you've learned and how you'll apply it better moving forward. So I say work with your chakra clearings, your meditations, those intentions. The second and fifth chakra will be highlighted this month in May because that's creativity and expressing it. The fifth is expression and listening. Okay. If you're working on something with relationships, make sure you're listening as much as you feel like you're expressing. That's going to take some time as far as accepting and respecting if it's different from yours. But we can, it is possible. It's absolutely possible to, for all of us to harmoniously live together here and be different. That's what I want to see in the world. That's what I'm working to do. So I hope you've enjoyed the show today. Remember, all of this is getting us ready for eclipse season coming up. That'll be more June. May 22nd, that's when it starts. You know, that new moon will be that expression of, oh, wow, okay, here comes the new stuff. Yeah, totally different. And I'm right in there with you. I'm right in there with you looking at all of this new that I could do different. And I'm still sorting that out too. Like, what am I going to do with that? So I want everyone to please stay well. Please do whatever you need to do to relieve some of that tension and stress from everything that's going on here. Don't be afraid of life, but be aware. Learn what you can. Learn what you can do better. And go with it. Just go with it. I know that everyone has got so many different things going on. And I hope that this is going to show you what I'm trying to do with the show is give you some sort of map that you could use. Like, okay, this energy is going to be highlighted here. This energy is going to be highlighted there. And I have found that this works really well personally. That's why I share it. I look at what's coming up. And then I ask the angels what we're going to do with that. And they don't just tell me what to do. They know that I have a desire. In law of attraction, you have an interest. You have something you want to do or accomplish. You want to be clear with that expression. Gabriel can help with that because we're going into self-expression here. That also tells the universe what you would like. Then things start to fall into place as we are proactive with that. We find that, oh, okay, there's an opportunity for that to happen. So that's how that works. And I've noticed that there's just this cycle with that and things evolve. So if they feel like they're going, but then they're not, and then they are, and they are, those retrogrades are probably slowing you down a little bit just to keep you in track. And it's not trying to cause any problems. It's really, all of it is here to help us. We are really trying to refigure out if we still want the same goals and dreams, or do we want to change them, or do we want to tweak them? That's what May's going to be doing. So I hope that helps make sense. I hope you guys understand what I'm trying to say with all that. And I just want to say thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for supporting the show. And next week, I'm going to focus a little bit more on the super full moon in Scorpio because that's May 7th next week. So we may as well work on that moon and what we can do with that energy. So we'll break it down a little bit more for next week. Thanks so much for listening. Please be safe. Please be due diligent in being aware and respectful of others. And enjoy the journey of finding your way to express your truth. Thank you so much. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.